Welcome. Today we're heading to Lake Como, Italy, a place of grand villas and mountain-backed water, but also ordinary little harbors, steep lanes, and wonderfully slow afternoons. I'll help you shape a practical, ferry-friendly 3-day visit. Lake Como can look almost theatrical at first glance. The water narrows between wooded slopes, boats cross beneath dramatic peaks, and old houses seem to rise directly from the shore. Yet the most satisfying moments are often quieter. A morning promenade in Como, laundry above a village lane, or sitting near a small harbor as the light shifts across the lake. It has glamorous associations, certainly, but you do not need to chase glamour to enjoy it. Treat the lake as a series of distinct communities connected by water, each with its own pace and viewpoint. Start with Como at the southwestern end. It is a useful arrival point, with rail connections, a handsome historic center, a cathedral, and a broad lakeside promenade. It feels more like a working city than a resort postcard. Bellagio, near the central fork of the lake, is the famous name. Its cobbled stairways, gardens, and views are genuinely beautiful. It can also be busy, so an early visit or an unhurried evening walk makes a real difference. Across the water, Barena is compact and romantic without requiring a complicated plan. Follow its waterfront path, climb gently into the older lanes, then pause for a coffee rather than racing immediately back to the ferry. Menaggio, on the western shore, offers another useful central lake base and a relaxed promenade. The lesson is simple. Prioritize 2 or 3 towns that connect well. Trying to circle the entire lake can turn a graceful trip into logistics. For day 1, arrive in Como and keep things light. Walk the center, spend time by the water, and consider a short lakeside outing if conditions and transport options suit. The goal is to settle into the scale of the lake. Day 2 is your central lake day. Use the ferry as part of the experience, not merely a transfer. Link Bellagio and Verona, allowing time for one garden, one slow meal, and one stretch with no agenda at all. On day 3, choose Menaggio, a scenic walk, or a quieter village nearby. Leave room to adjust. Rain, heat, and changing ferry operations can reshape the best route. A flexible plan is wiser than a tightly packed list. For food, look beyond the familiar Italian greatest hits. Freshwater fish from the lake appears on local menus, while risotto, polenta, and regional cheeses suit the cooler evenings and mountain setting beautifully. Late spring and early autumn are often the most comfortable kinds of seasons for walking and wandering, with a gentler feel than peak summer. Whatever month you choose, pack layers. Lake weather and shade can change the mood quickly. Rail can bring you to Como or Verona, then ferries make the lake feel surprisingly legible. Check official transport information close to travel, because routes and operating patterns can change. Wear shoes that handle cobbles, slopes, and wet edges. And travel gently. These are real residential places, not a film set. Keep voices low in narrow lanes, dress, and behave respectfully in churches, take litter with you, and leave space for daily life beside the water. The best Lake Como plan is not about conquering every shoreline. Build your days around a few well-connected towns, let the ferries slow you down, and notice what happens between the headline sights. Thank you for listening. I hope your Lake Como escape includes good walking shoes, a little weather flexibility, and plenty of time to look across the water. Safe travels and goodbye.